Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Carolus, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Zama, and indeed, thank God it's Friday.
Oh yes, thank God it's Friday indeed. Excited to be here. Oh man, I can't wait for the Sabbath, but yeah, it's almost here. I got to be patient a little bit. Right? I hope that you've had a good day.
Yes, so far, so good. The preparation for the Sabbath you speak of has been going well so far.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Well, we are concluding, our talk that we have had this week. And of course, we are actually realizing that God would not have us to be conceited, arrogant, etc., against all Christian principle of humility. And so we conclude with a few final points today, just concluding our week. So, Pastor, please take us through what we've covered so far before you actually get into today's lesson.
Okay, sure. In 1 John 4, verse 8, we read that God is love.
Yeah.
In John 15, verse 3, we read that greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Hmm.
In John 1, verse 1 to 3, we read that from the beginning, the Word was always God. And in verse 14, we read that God became flesh and dwelt among us. And then, of course, the reason for all of this was the cross. In John 3:16, we read that he loves us so much that he was willing to lay down his life for us so that we can have life. And then in John 13, verse 34, we are then expected to love in the same way that he loved us.
Yep.
That's what Jesus said. Paul also wrote in Romans 12, that we must be affectionate to one another with brotherly love.
Yes.
Peter also writes and says in 1 Peter 1:22 that we love each other, that we should love each other with a pure heart, and that we should do so fervently. And then the Apostle John also writes that if God so loved us, we should also love each other. So we know what needs to be done, but how can we do this? And this is what we were speaking about mostly this week. How can we love each other in the way that God loves us? The world, we've seen, has an answer, and the Bible has an answer. The world says in order for us to love each other, we must first learn to love ourselves. The Bible's answer we find in 1 John 4:19, which says that in order for us to love each other, we must first believe that God loves us. We must experience his love for us, and we must have his love in our hearts. So loving others does not come from learning to love ourselves. In fact, the Bible writers write and speak from the assumption and premise that we naturally already love ourselves.
Yeah,
so what is the source of love that we ought to have for one another? You see, when we put to death the old self and we put the new self, which is the life of Jesus, we will then naturally love others in the same way we naturally loved our own selves. And there is the gospel, Brother Zama. That is the gospel solution to selfishness and sin. The only way to love others best, the only way to love others best is to love God most.
Beautiful.
So what does all of this have to do with self-love then? There's everything to do with self-love, my brother. When we put on Christ, we love the new self, which is Christ. This means that I take care of myself physically. I take care of myself mentally. I take care of myself emotionally, not because there's anything special in me, but because of Christ who lives in me. Because Christ lives in me, I will watch what I eat. Because he lives in me, I will watch what I drink, what I watch, what I listen to, what I say, where I go. Everything I do, I do not because of love for myself as humor, but because I love Christ so much, I want to make sure that the temple in which he abides is taken care of.
Yep. Now
I think I'll stop with
Yeah, that's fine. That's beautiful, man. You actually quite, wrapped up what we have been addressing this week in a very beautiful, beautiful, beautiful way. Now, let's get into, wrapping up, this week, Pastor. Now, You said we naturally love, but, you know, there's not going to be any instruction to love oneself because that's the nature that God has given us. But do you find that there are people who actually struggle with this concept?
Yes, of course, there have been people who have struggled with the concept. And I'm thinking that you're referring to the concept of self-love.
Yeah.
You know, once we realize that it is actually our natural selfish love for our old self that is actually the problem. I've heard many have said already that the problem with the human heart, or at the heart of the human problem, is the problem of the human heart.
Mm.
When we speak like that, we're saying that the heart, the selfish natural heart of the man, of man, is deceitful. So when someone struggles with worth, it is the heart that is deceiving that person. When someone is struggling with moving forward, it is the deceitful heart that is keeping us back. And the solution, the number one solution for all our problems, we find at the cross. If only we were to go there daily, if only we were to spend that thoughtful hour every day at the cross, we will not think of ourselves as worthy, but we will know and believe that God sees the worth. That and to know that God sees how much I'm worth is much more than what I can tell myself, because God is I'm a man who's here today. I may be gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
In fact, if Jesus has not come yet, I would be I would die the first death. So why should I believe what I am telling myself when someone who is immortal, someone who is eternal, someone who is so great and so vast, someone who is not only temporary, but someone who is everlasting, when he thinks of me as worth the life of his own son, that is where we start to understand his love for us. And when we understand and experience that love that God has for us, then and only then will we feel better about loving others. Then we will be able, in fact, it will just as naturally the old self made us love ourselves, it will be natural for us to love others and have a better idea of who we are in God's sight. I want to maybe just dispel a notion that some may have received from listening to me this week.
Yeah.
I am not saying that self-love in its is wrong. I think I've said this before.
Yes.
What I have said is that it is, which self are we talking about? You have specific which self, and only when Christ is in us, then we can talk about healthy self-love, because it's not I, but Christ. So the solution for someone who feels like they are worth nothing, the solution for someone who feels that no one cares, and that they feel demoted, they feel depressed, the best solution I can offer is not myself. It's not found in you either. And that's what the world keeps telling us. You need to dig deep into yourself. No, we need to dig deep into God's word. We need to meditate upon his word. We need to behold him in his word. And when we behold him, we will become changed and be like him.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, Pastor, we're wrapping up the week, and some may have heard you speak, and some may be joining us for the first time today, etc., etc. What's the one thing that you would actually like to leave and impress upon the listeners as we conclude today? There's just the one thing that you or maybe a few things, but that you want to actually just leave with us as we, you know, you've said a mouthful, but some things that you really want us to actually take home with.
Yeah, I want us to to remember this concept of putting on the new self. You see, the old self has got ambitions and desires to grow in a direction. The new self also has ambitions and desires to grow, but in a different direction. The old self wants to further itself with a selfish heart. The new self wants to further the cause of God with a selfless heart. The old self is never satisfied and will do anything its selfish heart desires to get ahead, even trampling on others. But the new self says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." There is a deep-rooted contentment with having Jesus. In other words, if I have him, I have everything that I could possibly need to accomplish what the new heart wants. The old self must work hard to exalt itself. All the new self does is surrenders and humbles itself, and in doing so is exalted by God. The old self sees others moving forward and compares itself to them with envy and jealousy. The new self, when it sees others moving forward, constantly continues to compare itself to the standard set by Jesus, and therefore rejoices when others also succeed. So my parting message for us today is: put on the new self, put on Jesus Christ, and all our new heart's desires will be fulfilled in him. It's Paul that says in Philippians 4:19, he says that our God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory.
Beautiful stuff, man. You know, Pastor, we've had a wonderful, fantastic, actually, week with you. I do wonder if we can actually just wrap it up with a word of prayer as you pray for someone out there who's listening and perhaps is struggling in this area, just to bring us close to God. Is that possible?
Sure, no problem. In fact, it will be a pleasure for me.
Lovely.
Let us close our eyes. Father in heaven, Lord, as we pause on this Friday afternoon to glean from your word, the words of everlasting life, we thank you that we could share with each other this week from those wonderful words of life. And I pray today that your word will gain victory in each heart. Perhaps someone is depressed today. Perhaps someone feels like they are worth nothing. Perhaps someone feels that they are just running around in circles trying to accomplish and trying to do what they know they need to do. Father, today I pray that through your word you will convict each of us that all you need is willing hearts. All you need is surrendered, undivided hearts. That all you need, Father, is a life of commitment, a life of submission to you and your word. And even if someone is not willing today, Father, please grant them the willingness to be willing. I pray, Father, that each of us will, through this week, realize who we are, and through these segments that we will realize whose we are. Thank you for redeeming us with a price that none of us could pay. Thank you for loving us so much that you did not give up on us, but you saw what we can become. Now we submit ourselves to you, and we ask that you will have us become that which you want to accomplish in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. And what a pleasure to have had you this week. Want to praise God and want to ask that he pours out a special blessing to you and your family. Happy Sabbath ahead.
Thank you so much. Same to you and the listeners.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.